And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Greg Meyer, State Representative for North Carolina House District 50. Wednesday's special legislative session was probably my most difficult day in office. I'm still angry and upset that North Carolina is yet again hurting people that I love. It's now legal for businesses that provide public accommodation to post signs that say, "No gays allowed," or "No veterans," or "No pregnant women," because cities and counties are prohibited from writing non-discrimination ordinances that go beyond the state law. Orange County's long-standing non-discrimination law that protected people based on veteran status and family status is now invalid. What happens if you get fired for being Muslim, or Christian, or any other religion, or for being female or male? You now have no recourse for action for petitioning our state courts. You'll now have to go through the more expensive and laborious federal court system. We join Mississippi as the only two states without state law provisions that protect private sector workers from employment discrimination. Local governments are barred from raising the minimum wage in their communities. We risk losing over $400 million in federal Title IX funding if our non-discrimination statutes are found to be in violation of federal law. The intended and unintended consequences of this bill are staggering. The bill is about so much more than the Republican story that fearmongers based on stereotypes about transgender people. This may be the broadest discrimination bill passed anywhere in the country. It may be the most discriminatory bill in decades. It was written behind closed doors by the Republican majority, made public at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning, and was law by 10 p.m. that night. What a horrible way to treat our own people. What a horrible way to govern. I'm sorry, people. I wish I could have done better. I hope you'll join me in changing this. We must vote. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.